Let us pray. Father, we thank you for these words of your Son Jesus, and I pray that you would help us hear what you are saying to us this morning through them and in his name. Amen. I chose this passage for our service today because it was the reading that was set for the day that I took Annie what turned out to be her final communion a few days before she died. It comes from a big section of John's Gospel in which Jesus prays his final prayer for his disciples, both the disciples that were there with him at the time and all those disciples who have followed since, including ourselves. It contains some precious words, especially those words in the verses that Jan's just read for us. Different people have all sorts of different views of God and who he is. They range from things like there isn't one to the classic old man with a beard. I guess one day that'll happen to me. And all sorts of views in between. Different Christians have different views of who God is as well. But if you want to know what Christians should think about God, if you want to know what's at the heart of Christian teaching about who God is, these words of Jesus give us the answer. In verse 15, Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. I no longer call you servants, I have called you friends." God is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, the creator and sustainer of all, and yet he calls Jesus' followers his friends. Now, I've never been particularly good at making friends. I've never been one for having a best friend. I have a few friends that I would call close friends. And I wonder who your closest friend might be. Many of us here counted Annie as our friend. Some of us might even describe her as a close friend or maybe even a best friend. And that closeness, that being able to trust one another, being able to rely on one another, knowing what's going on in each other's lives, thinking the same thing, sometimes even wearing the same clothes. I remember once we went out for dinner with one of Jess's friends and they were wearing almost the same outfit, having got dressed in different buildings. That sort of closeness is what Jesus is getting at here. He's telling his disciples, which includes those of us today who follow him, that God is not distant. God is not some far-off being who is uninterested in our lives. Or worse, malevolent. By some crazy truth, which Jesus calls love, the creator of the universe has chosen to be friends with some of his creatures. It's like the CEO of some massive company befriending the person who cleans the toilets at night. But far greater and far grander and far more beautiful. Annie was our friend, but more than that, and much more importantly, she was God's friend. The songs that we've been singing, it's no accident that they speak of the closeness that we can have with God. It's no coincidence that they were some of Annie's favourite songs. In the last time she spoke to Jess, she said that she'd had a good life and that she knew who was waiting to see her. She knew Jesus. She prayed to him and she listened to him. And in fact, that's one thing I suspect I will always remember about Annie, that she listened. Every now and then, she would beckon me over. Or she'd ask me to phone her because she had something to tell me. I won't lie, there was always a slight trepidation when I went over to know what was coming, because once or twice she gave me a hard time. But I always listened, because I knew that she had been listening to God. Once she came to me about something that had been weighing on her heart for weeks, and she'd been praying about it and thinking about it. And she told me she'd almost spoken to me a couple of times and then didn't. And then almost did and then carried on praying and listening. And then eventually, no, I must share it with Ben. That may have been one of her more hidden gifts. But let me tell you, it was one of, if not the most valuable gift that she had for this church family. And she was willing to share it with us. Of course, she wasn't perfect. Some days and some PCC meetings, she was less perfect than others. But on these occasions, she lived out the truth of what Jesus prayed for his followers all those years ago. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And he listened, and she shared, not in a God told me this or a thus saith the Lord sort of way, but with humility, with grace, and with love. The final thing I'd like to say is this. It's what Jesus says next. He carries on. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. That's the moment when I was sharing communion with her as I read those words that I found most difficult. Because it's true of Annie. In all her gifts, in all her failings, in all her strengths, in all her weakness, in all her joy and in all her sorrow, God chose her. He changed and was changing her heart and her mind. And he equipped her and sent her to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And it will last. You saw in that photo montage, there were one or two likely folks who appeared in quite a lot of them. But there were loads of different people of all ages with Annie in those photos. And she's borne fruit here over many years. Much fruit that will last. There's a challenge and an encouragement there for all of us. The encouragement is that God chooses. And God sends, and he calls us his friends. It all starts with him, and it comes from him alone. The challenge is whether we, by God's grace, as the old prayer goes, and through Jesus, might follow the example of all that was good in Annie's life. There's a little prayer that comes at the end of the intercessions in the old communion service from the Book of Common Prayer. I'm going to pray that now as I close. So let us pray. Father, we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.